Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Amen. His glory is available to every person on the earth. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we give you our everything. You've given us everything that we have. And Holy Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you are God and we welcome you. Amen. Amen. Celebrate Jesus Christ. That's the title of this very short message. Celebrate God's beloved Son. The only true God offers himself to every person on the earth. It's the greatest and only offer made to mankind. The chief end of man is to know him. Man was born to fellowship with him. To fellowship, yes, with the only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is the actual fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. And now he's glorified in heaven, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We can now, everything that God offers is all because of Jesus Christ, what he's done. And that's how we know the only true God. Amen, amen. It's this glorious mystery that's beyond words. He offers an eternal celebration to anyone who receives him. Glory to God forever. When we find Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, that's when we understand everything. He reveals that it's an eternal celebration. He reveals eternal life and life everlasting and the God kind of life, the Zoe life, the abundant life. And the Amplified, that's in the famous scripture. Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and have it to an abundance to the full till it overflows. That's what he offers. We can, you know, the secret is meeting the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the secret, and it's now a revelation. It's been revealed. I keep emphasizing that because we as humans, we're like sheep. We're foolish. We all are foolish. Some of us may act like we're not, but we miss it. We, even when we try, often we totally miss it. How do we get it right? It's when we have that, glory to God, that personal, private, secret, one-on-one relationship with Jesus. And yes, related to that is being in good standing with all people, being loving other people as we love ourselves, forgiving them, that's such a key, and being in fellowship with other believers, absolutely a key. I just want to keep emphasizing these general truths that, like, the glory of the Lord is the Lord himself. If anyone is kind of missing something and wondering, you know, just want every need that a human being has, Jesus fulfills and meets that need. Isn't that fascinating? I mean, every need. If someone is sad, go to Jesus Christ. He offers happiness. If someone is depressed, he offers happiness. If someone needs salvation, well, that's the first thing. That's the most important thing. That's the greatest need. If a human being is not saved, that's their greatest need. In fact, it's so important. I mean, it's just the importance of it is beyond words. If they die, they miss heaven and end up in hell. They've just come to Jesus Christ. Amen. He meets that need. I mean, isn't that fascinating? That's something we can put down in stone. Every need that a person has, Jesus can and does meet that need. For example, fulfillment. We all want to be fulfilled, don't we? And it really, every person who's alive is looking for fulfillment in some way. They're looking for some way. You know, for some people, it's money. For some people, it's their career. For some people, it's a relationship that they have with a human. They're looking for that to meet, to fulfill them. For some, it's just, let's have fun and let's party. For some, true fulfillment is the glory of the Lord. Amen. That's why I keep saying He's infinity beyond infinity on the 1 to 10 scale. And I want to keep saying it like this very plainly and in, you might call it, layman's terms, like just, I want to share with you because it's simple and it's not complicated. It's such a deception. Human beings, we've been deceived in so many ways. So many ways. I mean, I know people, good people, okay, who are not believers, and there are certain things that are keeping them from being a follower of Jesus Christ. Okay? Okay, one person I'm thinking of actually grew up in like was a Jehovah's Witness and was hurt greatly. And so this person wants nothing to do with religion. Okay, but Jesus Christ offers a relationship. It's not religion. Another person I know had some Christians take advantage of him financially. And so that, and some other things similar to that, and so he's not interested in being a Christian, being a follower, you know. So I've presented some of these in previous messages, but we all get deceived, don't we? I've told you about how I've been deceived. Let's just go straight to Jesus. When we find Him in His glory, all those deceptions, all the objections that we have, everything, even us, everything disappears and is canceled. Because His glory, His majesty, His power, His greatness, His wisdom, His understanding, the glory of the Lord. That's why I say it with so much emphasis. It's like, that's the answer. For those specific people I just mentioned, we probably could all give many examples like that, even from our own life. What's the answer? The glory of the Lord and His presence, the answer actually is not the Bible. It's not going to church. Those are great things. And every person who's a believer and every person in the world should do those things. But those are not the answer. Here's another example. In ministry, if we all want God to use us, right, in ministry. We want to fulfill our ministry. We want, hopefully, we want to help people. We want to make a difference, so on and so forth. But the bottom line is we want to do God's will. How do we do it? Find the glory of the Lord. When we find Him, we find everything, and ministry will just flow from that. Amen. That's, you know, and that goes along with a great man of God said, if you have to push it, it's the flesh, and it must die. You must get, you know, if it's God, it's going to just flow. It's going to be awesome. He's going to do it. He's going to, we just so I'll finish with this. And it's the same, all truth is parallel. It's the same thing I've been saying in this message. If a person wants to do God's will, to fulfill their ministry, just go straight to Jesus. Find Him in the power of the Holy Spirit. Find the glory of the Lord. And then ministry will just naturally, God will do it. Amen. Amen.